In every other respect, however, the Beagle voyage was a triumph. Darwin experienced adventure enough to last a lifetime, and accumulated a hoard of specimens sufficient to make his reputation and keep him occupied for years. He found a magnificent trove of giant ancient fossils, including the finest megatherium known to date, survived a lethal earthquake in Chile, discovered a new species of dolphin, which he dutifully named Delphinus fitzroyi, conducted diligent and useful geological investigations throughout the Andes, and developed a new and much-admired theory for the formation of coral atolls, which suggested, not coincidentally, that atolls could not form in less than a million years, the first hint of his long-standing attachment to the extreme antiquity of earthly processes. In 1836, aged 27, he returned home after being away for 5 years and 2 days. He never left England again. One thing Darwin didn't do on the voyage was propound the theory, or even a theory, of evolution. For a start, evolution as a concept was already decades old by the 1830s. Darwin's own grandfather, Erasmus, had paid tribute to evolutionary principles in a poem of inspired mediocrity called The Temple of Nature, years before Charles was even born.